o joven Matt.
And a Holy Ghost to thee.
76, once in rural David's city. Choir will sing verses 1 and 2. Congregation joins in verses 3 through 5. They process with the cross. In 376, we stand and face the cross.
Lord, send us forth from Zion.
expect of Jesus. You may be seated.
Thanks be to God.
and 379, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Angels, we have heard on high.
Crescent, Bethlehem, City of David. A reading from Micah, chapter 5. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you were small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor gives birth, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide. For now shall he be great to the ends of the earth, and this man shall be their peace. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In 361, a little town of Bethlehem.
Mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall accomplish this. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The choir shall sing, to us a child is born.
Jesus.
Shepherds and Angels, a reading from Luke chapter 2. Now there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were very much afraid. Then the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be for all the people. For unto you this day, in the city of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly there was with the angel a great multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing hymn 380, Hark the Herald.
Choir sing, O Heaven.
Jesus is the Son of God, a reading from 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this the love of God was manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world, so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing hymn 387, Joy to the World.
Christmas, something always goes wrong. Someone gets sick, the car breaks down, someone can't come to visit. The joy that we have in Christ, the world cannot take away that joy. The joy that we have in Jesus Christ is for now and for into eternity. And the joy of the incarnation is this: Jesus Christ, the Savior and Lord, who is the babe of Bethlehem, fulfills all the prophecies of the Old Testament. That he would be from Judea, from the city of David in Bethlehem. That he would be born of the Virgin, Virgin Mary. That the Holy Spirit overshadowed her womb. and the one conceived in her was the Holy Son of God. Yet the Son of God humbled himself to be laid in a manger wrapped in swaddling cloths. The angel of the Lord says there's great joy and there's great glory because this child is the Savior, he is the Christ, he is the Lord, he is the glory of God in the highest that has come to earth. And along with the shepherds and Mary and Joseph, we hear, we see, we listen, and we sing. Jesus Christ, the Savior and Lord, the Babe of Bethlehem, is your Lord and your Savior from sin and the one who gives you everlasting life. This is the joy of the Incarnation. And John says in the epistle lesson, this Son is the propitiation for our sins. What does that mean? It means that God the Father in his love sent his Son into the world to be the propitiation for our sins. That goes back to the temple, the Old Testament, where when the priest brought the blood sprinkled with water and blood over the Ark of the Covenant, over the gold cherubim and the top of the Ark of the Covenant, inside with the Ten Commandments which we have broken, when God saw the blood sprinkled over the Ark of the Covenant, he says, I forgive. Jesus' body is the Ark of the Covenant now. His blood was sprinkled on the wood of the cross. So God sees the blood and forgives us. This is what the word propitiation means. Forgiveness through the blood of Christ. You see, this child wrapped in swaddling cloths laid in a manger would be the man crucified on the cross and wrapped in burial cloths and laid in the tomb. The one who was born of Mary is also the one who is the son of David. And when he was crucified, it said over his head, this is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Raised in Nazareth, born in Bethlehem, he is the propitiation for your sins and my sins. And the Holy Spirit gives you faith to believe that what I'm saying is true and not a myth, but reality and the purpose of your life. The purpose of your life is having faith in God and love for one another. As John said, God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. So you see, we here tonight because we have joy in Jesus, and we are called to love one another unconditionally because God in Christ has loved us. So my friends, as the hymn says, crown him the virgin son, the God incarnate born, whose arm those crimson trophies won, which now his brow adorn. Fruit of the mystic rose, yet of that rose the stem, the root whence mercy ever flows, the Babe of Bethlehem. True God, true man, the joy of the Incarnation. This weekend, take your Bible out and reread Luke chapter 2, John chapter 1. Behold, meditate, ponder, consider, believe, and trust that despite the stuff of this world, we rejoice in Jesus, Son of Mary and the Son of God. May our joy know no end during the 12 days of Christmas. Joy that we have in Jesus. To him be glory forever. Amen. The peace that surpasses our human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. At this time, please take your hymnal and turn to the back inside cover. See there the Apostles' Creed. We stand to speak the Creed together.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended
of the offerings. Fill up the ritual of friendship pad at the end of the pew. Pass it to the folks sitting next to you and tear the sheet off. You put it in the basket and the narthex as you leave. You gather the offerings. You may be seated. Stand for the prayer of the church. Let us pray. O God, you make us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that as we joyfully receive him as our Redeemer, we may with sure confidence behold him when he comes to be our judge. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O God, you make this most holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that as we have known the mysteries of that light on earth, we may also come to the fullness of his joys in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray the prayer our Lord has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We have the lighting of the candles as we sing hymn 370, What Child Is This? And they will remain lit for the remainder of the service. Hymn 370, you may be seated. Thank you. most merciful God, you gave your eternal word to become incarnate of the pure Virgin Mary. Grant your people grace to put away all fleshly lusts, that we may be ready for your visitation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Sing silently.